Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. And I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Anita Rosen is here, too, because Anita is one of our top folks in our brain trust to help us make sure we put our best foot forward when we deploy our online strategy, when we do our when we create our websites and put them out there for customers and prospects to come and look at, and when we try to do business online through e-commerce. One of the people we turn to help us make sure we do a good job with that is Anita Rosen. She's an author and an expert in this area, and one of the pioneers, actually, which still doesn't make her very old. She's one of the pioneers in developing websites, and she's our good friend. Anita, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, and remind us the title of your book.
It's E-Commerce Question and Answer Guide.
Question and Answer Guide.
Version 2.
Yeah, version 2. And Anita, one of the things I think you got on your mind today is making sure that we make sure that our websites are neat and clean. You know, it's kind of springtime. Are you saying we need to do a little spring cleaning of our websites?
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time, if you have a website, and a lot of people have websites out there, when was the last time they went through and made sure that they took off stuff that was old and they cleaned it up? It's very confusing for someone that comes to a website and there was old junk on there. You don't know what's old and what's new.
A lot of people have websites, and they haven't been there in a year.
Yeah. Can you imagine going to a store that hasn't been cleaned in a year?
Are the signage changed or whatever?
You need to go through and read all the pages on your website and take all the links and make sure everything, all your links work, and make sure all your pages are clean, because you don't need to have garbage up there. You don't want someone to end up on a page that's obsolete.
Well, and you know, Anita, there are, obviously, as you know, there are websites out there that are not that dynamic. They're there for informational purposes. They're not really doing e-commerce. And my hat's off to people who have those kinds of websites. Anita, I'm proud of them, because these are people who maybe they don't have a web strategy. They don't have an internet strategy yet. But they did go ahead and get the URL that makes sense for them. It's intuitive for them, their company.com, that kind of thing. And they went ahead and put something up. And I really am proud of people for doing that, because I talk to other, believe it or not, Anita, I actually talk to people these days who still don't have a website, and they haven't even gotten their own company.com or whatever. And so I'm proud of people when they do that. But so it's, you know, it's good for them for having something up there. But you're right. If you don't have a lot of information up there, if you don't have a lot of pages, that just makes it easier to update, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and if you have a lot of pages, you have to be diligent, because, you know, how ridiculous would it be going into a store that's dirty and a mess and has pricing for products, and then you bring it up to the counter and people say, oh, yeah, that's really old, I guess that's not what the price is, or doesn't have pricing up there, or whatever. You go. You think, my God, this is where is this store? It would be ridiculous. I mean, have you ever gone into a store that's a mess and dirty? They're like people repellers. So why would you create a website that's a people repeller?
And also, the website
even if you don't do online selling on your site, you still need to have your site reflect your business. I mean, that is a strategy, not actually selling over the web, though more and more businesses are selling over the web.
That's right. And one of the things, Anita, that I also like to point out is the site that you thought was pretty cool last year might not be so cool this year.
Well, the goal is your site supposed to be cool? I've got a great story. I was giving a class, and this guy had and part of the class was designing what your website was, and he had all of these flash graphics on his website. And I said, so, and I always say whenever you have graphics...
Tell us what a flash graphic is.
Flash is a technology, and it's how you do some animation. It's a very popular tool to use for animation for your website. So we had all of these graphics that move and twist and turn. And I say to everyone that has a graphic on your website, any kind of graphic, you need to defend it, which is, what's the purpose? What's the benefit? You just don't put them up there for nothing. And
if,
I, that's
if
what
it,
I said.
If it moves, it better have a strategic reason for moving.
Right. Why do you have it up there? Because it takes time, and it's eye candy, and why do you need to have eye candy there? And that's what I said to him. I said, well, why do you have to have it? How does that help your customer? And he said, it's cool. And I said, okay, is your business supposed to be cool? And he said, no, that's the problem. And it was
He's
like, no, it didn't help their business. It was there because he wasn't working at a cool company, and he wanted to have something cool. I was like, create your own website and make it cool.
So what you're saying is, Jim Blasingame in a hot red salsa outfit like Ricky Martin is still not going to make me cool. So don't do our website that way, too. Is that what you're saying?
It will make you something, but I don't think it will make you cool.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. And the other thing about the Flash units that Anita was talking about, that delays the loading of your website for a lot of people. Everybody doesn't have the ability to make the Flash components work quickly, and so if it's not something that's really important, all you're going to do is just irritate people.
Right. Can you imagine you need to get information right now, you're running short on time, and you have to sit there and watch this two-minute Flash animation, you're going to lose your mind.
Yeah. It'd be like driving up to a hamburger, to McDonald's or something, to the drive-up, and the menu, would be sort of obscure. You wouldn't be able to completely see it. You know, you're not going to pull in there again.
Yeah. It's all
about the web. Clutter.
It's all about convenience.
Do you consider Flash to be clutter or just bad strategy?
It really depends upon how it's being used. That's why I tell people you need to defend it. If it's there to help someone, then it's wonderful. If it gives them a better idea of what they're trying to do, then it's great. But that gets down to you need to have a goal for your website. And you need
hold
to have
on,
it written
hold on
down.
To that thought, Anita. We're going to come back right after these messages, and we're going to talk a little bit more about clutter and how to develop a goal for your website. That's coming up after these messages with our good friend Anita Rosen. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Anita Rosen. Anita, we need to know how to find you online. What's your website?
AnitaRosen.com.
Pretty easy.
Yep.
Anita Rosen, ROSEN.com, and give us the name of your book again.
E-commerce question and answer book.
It's a good one.
And I'm coming out with a new book in a couple of months, or maybe even less than that.
Wow! When you're going to launch it on this show, right?
I definitely would love to.
We need to. Let's plan on that. You just need to make sure that you get me a copy, and we'll launch it. We'll launch your book on this show, and Now, your book is available. Is it? Can they buy it on your website?
You can. Well, you can link to websites that you can buy it from my website.
Okay, all right. They can find out more about it, though, there, can't they?
You can find out more about it on my website. And
you got some other things there on your website,
sold,
too, don't you?
You can buy it.
You have some other things on your website, too, don't you?
Yeah, I have some other stuff. I have some information. I have a little course that you can take to get the basics on e-commerce, e-business.
So check that out.
There's some information on my website.
Anita, let's talk about some of this. Let's talk about some of this clutter that you were talking about, and then let's help the audience develop a web strategy, a web plan, I guess as you call it. What's another example of some clutter?
Besides having too many graphics that don't do anything, having pages that don't go places, having pages that are obsolete.
Bad navigation.
When was the last time? I've got to big companies. I've got to all kinds of companies. When was the last time anyone went through and read all those pages on their website? There's people that haven't read things on their website in a year, 2 years.
Or more.
And there's all kinds of obsolete. They say to me, I didn't realize that page was still up there. Well, you know what? I bet some of your customers do. They know it's up there.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went through and read it?
Especially the bad navigation. That's another annoying thing, isn't it?
That's another people repellent. You know, broken links, people repellent. You know, your goal is to have people come there and get information. And if they can't, or if they get obsolete information, it's worse than giving them information. Just having a website doesn't make you into the 21st century. Having a good website makes you into the 21st century. And what are things that make it bad? Well, having broken links, having outdated information, having graphics that don't help, that just waste time.
If we're talking to a developer, let's say that we've got people listening right now and they're saying, you know, I think she's right. I think we need to work on our site. We need to improve our site, and I know the person I'm going to call who's going to help me develop this, but I don't exactly know how to write the specifications. How do we help them write the specifications so that when we talk to these web developers that we get what we want, what works?
Well, I would say the number one thing, write it down. And you said it, write it down. So many people sit there and say, well, they talk about what they want to have for their website, and they don't write it down. And if you talk about things and you don't write it down, it's a moving target.
You're right. Now, you're right about that, because I've done that. I have told a developer more than once what I wanted, and I didn't get it because I didn't write it down.
Yep, you got to write it down. It's like a business plan. If you don't have a business plan written down, you don't have a business plan. And doesn't it to be big and fancy what you're writing down? It just needs to be written. There's something about writing it, having it in black and white written down, that makes it a commitment and gives people direction. So the first thing is, set a goal. What do you want out of your website? Write it down. And that becomes your business plan, because your website needs a business plan.
Do you think that some of us... And here, do you think some of us might be thinking, well, you know, what I'm writing down is not in the same language as my developer uses?
They find a new developer. Because the thing is you should be writing down business. And the developer should be able to work with you to translate business into web design. And if they can't, then they don't have enough business savvy to be your web developer.
Ah, okay. That's good advice.
So
maybe the 15-year-old next-door neighbor might not be the right one after all.
Yeah, well, you know, you get what you pay for. And would you sit there and open up a new store and have a 15-year-old run it? No.
How much should we pay, Anita, to develop a 30-page website? How much should we pay?
You know, I don't really know what the costs are, because that's such an open-ended thing.
Right.
But you probably should talk to three different people out there, and you shouldn't just sit there and say, I want a 30-page website, because would you say that to someone? Oh, I want a really nice store. You need to write down what you want.
Right.
You need to look at other websites
almost,
and say, I want
like
something that looks like this.
Yeah.
I mean, the same way as if you're going to remodel your kitchen, you don't have someone come in there and say, but I want it to look really nice. You've probably pulled out pictures from 100 different magazines and said, I like this part of this kitchen. I like this part of this kitchen. So you have an idea of the different pieces you like. Well, the same thing online. Go to different websites and say, this is what I like about this website.
That's one of best things that I've ever been asked to do is tell me which websites you like if you want me to help you develop a website.
Yep.
That's always a good idea. Anita Rosen, give us your website one more time.
AnitaRosen.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, ladies and gentlemen. Anita, thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure.
See you later. Quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Leslie Kossoff after these messages. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.